Hi, it's Cassidy.
And April.
And we are the hosts of the podcast Dress, the History of Fashion.
Join us to learn all about the who, what, when, of why we wear.
Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 26th, goes to the administration at a school in Port St. Lucie named Westgate School. They go from grades kindergarten to eighth. If you never heard of Port St. Lucie, just know that it's a town in the great state of Florida. Let the record show, I don't go looking for Donkey of the Days from Florida. They find me. You know what your Uncle Charlotte tells you damn near every day. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And if this is what's happening in Florida, then we now know why some of these people are crazy. We wonder about Florida. Is there something in the water? Is it the oranges that grow on trees in Florida? Is it bath salts? What is it that makes people in Florida so damn crazy? Well, I don't know if it's something in the water, but it damn sure is definitely something in the classroom, okay? Now, I want to salute Diana Tirado. Drop one of Clues Bombs for her. She is an eighth grade history teacher at this school, and if I had to bet, I would say she's not born and raised in Florida. I would bet she moved there from someplace else that's not the Bronx. And if she is born and raised in Florida, then she's one of the few people in Florida who isn't crazy. Now, Diana Tirado is a teacher, and when several students in her class did not turn in their assignments, she did what any teacher would do. What would you do? You used to be a teacher's aide, right?
Yeah.
If students didn't turn in their assignments, what would you do?
Give them detention or make them do it or call their parents.
Would you fail them?
If they repeatedly didn't do that, yes.
Yes.
But I would love to give them the opportunity to try to make it up,
well,
if possible.
She just gave these kids zeros when they didn't turn in their assignments. I thought that's the way things work. Mm-hmm. All right? You don't do your homework. You don't do your assignments. You fail, period. That's how things worked when I was in school. Okay? Diana Tirado was doing her job because the kids didn't do theirs. Kids have one job. Teachers have several. Okay, kids have two jobs. Behave and do your work. You do those two things, school will be a breeze. Okay, if you behave in school, kids, teachers won't have to discipline you. If you do your work, kids, teachers won't have to fail you. I thought that was a simple concept, but not in Florida. Let's go to WCMH NBC4 for the report, please.
Motivation, inspiration. That's what Diane Tirado strives to provide her students as a longtime teacher. So she thought the same when she started teaching eighth grade history at Westgate in Port St. Lucie last month. But then she assigned this Explore Notebook project. When several students didn't turn it in, Tirado found out about what she says is the school's no zero policy.
Well, what if they don't turn anything in? We give them a 50, I go. Oh, no, we don't.
Tirado was terminated, but there's no cause mentioned in the letter from the principal since she was still in her probationary period. Tirado hopes this time she motivates policy change.
Round of applause to Florida. I mean, you have to applaud Florida's consistency.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, consistently crazy. Only in Florida would a teacher get fired for failing students because the students didn't turn their assignments in. Let me tell you something, Diana Tirado. You are absolutely correct, all right? We have a nation of kids that are expecting to get paid and live their life just for showing up, and that's not how reality works, okay? You do nothing, you get nothing, all right? In what world do you do nothing and get half? There should be no such thing as a no-zero policy, just like I don't think you should have participation trophies, all right? You shouldn't get awarded or rewarded for what you're supposed to do, all right? Showing up is the bare minimum. All right, no, okay, you compete. We are creating a virtual world, a simulation that's just not reality. In the real world, what you put out, you get back. You hunt what you kill. Nobody is giving you anything for just showing up. So why are we doing this to these kids in Florida? Okay, why aren't we letting kids in Florida try and fail or try and win so they can learn how to deal with both? I feel like I'm great because early on, I understood the concept of wins and losses. And eventually, those losses, those L's, turn to learning experiences. So for me, I realize now that you either win or you learn. There are no true losses in life if you learn from your losses. All right? These kids in Florida who are benefiting from the no-zero policy aren't learning a damn thing. They're not learning nothing in the classroom, and they damn sure not learning no life lessons. Look, I would love if this no-zero policy continued in Florida because as long as the school is just giving kids grades for showing up, I'll never run out of donkeys, all right? Florida's crazy is good for my business, But I want what's best for society. And rewarding kids for doing absolutely nothing is not helping society. It's hurting it. Please give the administration at Port St. Lucie the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right.
I will say, though, that you would try not to feel a kid if possible. Like, try to give them an opportunity, find out what's going on at home. Why haven't they done what they're supposed to do? But
Absolutely.
If it's a repeated pattern, then it's a real issue. But if it's a situation where, you know, you can try to avoid that, you can.
I don't know how I feel about that, man. If I give somebody a homework assignment and you know that this homework assignment is due tomorrow, I'm going to ask you why you didn't do your homework. If you don't have a valid reason, I think you get that zero.
Right, because I remember I had a couple of students that didn't used to come to class when we had tests and things like that. And so I made them come and stay every single day after school mm-hmm. to work and catch up on things. Because the last thing you want to do is leave a kid behind, if possible.
You still want to help the kid.
And
Absolutely.
Also, a lot of times kids have things at home, like, you know, situations that we don't even know about. So you got to individually look at that and try to figure it out.
Listen, man.
I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying, but when you finally become an adult and you get a job, they're not giving you promotions just because. So why
but
are we
a kid.
Why are we promoting kids just because?
They got to learn, though. Yeah. They're kids. You got to make them do the work, though.
Yeah, I would try to make them do the work, but figure out what's the problem that they haven't done it, because usually there's something going on.
If they're not doing the work, they get a zero. Okay, and sometimes that something going on is Fortnite.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.